Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
What's going on, guys? This is Austin.
Hey, Austin, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I need your help to find something out.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Well, it's weird. On the day before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, my girlfriend got a box from Amazon. And when she opened it up, like, it ends up being a necklace with, like, a heart on it. And she was all confused about, like, who it came from.
Okay, so I'm taking it that this was not a gift from you.
No, absolutely it was not for me. And it was totally weird.
Okay, so who was it from?
Well, after we talked about it for a little bit, like, a couple hours went by, and, I'm all pissed off, and she tries to tell me that it's from her Uncle Doug.
From her Uncle Doug.
So, yes.
Okay, was there a return address on the package or anything?
No, it was from Amazon, so, I mean, it was all, like, correctly, like, addressed to her with her name, like, our address and everything like that, but there's no return address on it.
All right, so what is your girlfriend's name again?
Rebecca.
Okay, so somebody bought Rebecca a necklace with a heart. She said she had no idea where it came from, and then she said it was from her uncle?
Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense because, I mean, she never, like, talks to this uncle. Like, I mean, if she sees her once a year, I mean, if she sees him once a year, it's like,
yeah,
you know.
So you think the old Uncle Doug thing was a lie to cover up who really sent it?
Yeah, it's got to be a lie. They never even talk.
Okay.
So, like, you know, obviously I'm all skeptical about this, so I ended up, and I never do this type of thing, but I ended up, like, going through her phone.
Okay.
And I saw, and I seen a bunch of pictures on there of her, like, modeling the necklace, like, in the mirror, like, taking pictures of herself with it, yeah. And, like, I went through all of her text messages and everything, and there's not, like, no sent text of these pictures. They're just on her phone.
Okay, so she did take pictures with it on, but there were no texts sent saying something like, I got the necklace, it's so beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, if she's sending me, like, it's from her Uncle Doug, and, like, she's sending him these pictures, like, why would she have deleted them afterwards,
right?
You know?
So, okay, so what were those pictures for, then? That's the question.
I bet I know what they were for. They were probably for Snapchat.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you saw pictures, but she didn't text anything to anybody, then I'll bet that that's probably what they were for.
Okay, so the plot is sickening a bit here. Austin, you said the package came through Amazon, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so this should be pretty easy then. I mean, if we call her and we pretend we're from Amazon, we should be able to convince her to tell us who sent that to her. So here's what we need you to do. Stay on the line. We're going to call Rebecca when we come back, okay?
Okay.
And let's bring Austin in.
Okay.
And let's put him, whatever line he's on, so that Austin can hear this too.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Rebecca, please.
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. My name is Steve Rogers. I'm calling from Amazon Shipping and Receiving.
Okay.
So, I don't know exactly how to tell you this, but we have a package that was supposed to be sent to you over a week and a half ago, but for some reason it never got to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I feel terrible about this because I'm sure this was supposed to be part of a Christmas gift, and now it's too late.
Oh, I mean, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it looks like it was actually one of a two-box set. And I actually think you got the first box, but you just didn't get this one.
All right.
Let me check real quick what was sent here. And that might help us figure this out.
Okay,
did you receive, I think it was a necklace?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I believe it came the day before Christmas, so like the 24th.
Okay. So this other box was supposed to be delivered with that. But what we believe happened is instead of getting to you, it was sent back to the person who ordered it by mistake. Now, can you confirm the name of the person who sent the other package to you?
You mean the necklace?
Yeah, the one with the necklace. What was the name of the sender on that?
That was Eric.
Okay. And you said you did receive the necklace.
I did.
Okay. And I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like it was a pretty nice one.
It is.
Okay. Well, at least the guy knows to send a pretty girl jewelry at Christmas. That's pretty smart. Maybe on Valentine's Day, you'll get a diamond ring.
Oh, no. That's definitely out of the question. We tried that once. He's actually my ex-husband.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, at least he remembered to get you something.
Yeah.
Rebecca? Like, what the f***?
Hello?
You have an ex-husband?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
You know who this is? Austin.
How are you on the phone right now?
Rebecca, let me cut in here real quick. This isn't really Amazon. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Austin called us and told us about the necklace you received. He said that you told him your uncle Doug sent it to you. So I'm guessing that was a lie?
I mean, I guess. I think you probably figured that out by now, right?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you never, thought, the whole time that we've been dating to tell me that you've been married before?
I mean, you have an ex-husband. I didn't know that was important.
How could that not be important?
I mean, I don't know. Not everybody cares about the past. Like, we're in the present.
We're in the present, but you have an ex-husband that you have not told me about. Like, Jesus.
You didn't ask about it. Like, why? We never really talked about our past like that.
So what? Are you, still in love with this guy or what? Is he still in love with you?
I mean, I don't know how he feels. I mean, that's not my business.
Did you take pictures of yourself in the mirror in the bathroom and send him pictures of yourself with the necklace on?
Oh, my God. No.
Well, I mean, I went through your phone and I seen the picture. So you're clearly lying about that as well.
Wow. What the f***, Austin? You're going through my phone now?
I have a question. I want to interrupt you real quick. Rebecca, Austin said, you know, he asked if this guy still loved you, and you said you don't know how he feels, which makes sense. After all, I mean, you're not a mind reader. But let me ask you this: is there any part of you that is still in love with him?
I mean, wouldn't we still be married? We're not married anymore, you know. Obviously,
right? But that's not what I asked. What I asked was: is there any part of you that is still in love with him?
I mean, can we just get back to you violating my privacy by going through my phone? I can't even, tell you how long that is.
Okay. So, just so you know, Austin, this is what a therapist would call deflecting. I'm going to put you guys on a private line if you want so you can continue this conversation because I can already tell this is going to take a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.